So if any of you are considering going into experimental physics, my door is always open. Once again, I'm sorry that the demonstration didn't quite work out, but now we know what happens when you accidentally spill Pete Snapple into a helium neon laser. Short answer is, don't. And now, to tell you about the theoretical physics department, is Dr. Sheldon Cooper. Dr. Cooper.
Forget it.
Excuse me. Sheldon, we both agreed to do this.
It's a waste of time. I might as well explain the laws of thermodynamics to a bunch of labradoodles.
If you don't do this, I won't take you to the comic book store. Hello.
Nice work with the laser, by the way.
Looking out at your fresh young faces, I remember when I too was deciding my academic future as a lowly graduate student. Of course, I was 14. And had already achieved more than most of you could ever hope to, despite my 9 o'clock bedtime. Now, there may be one or two of you in this room who has what it takes to succeed in theoretical physics, although it's more likely that you will spend your scientific careers teaching fifth graders how to make papier-mâché volcanoes with baking soda lava.
Oh, good God.
In short, anyone who told you that you would someday be able to make any significant contribution to physics played a cruel trick on you, a cruel trick indeed. Any questions? Of course not. I weep for the future of science. Now, if you'll excuse me, the latest issue of Batman is out. Come, Leonard.
Laser demonstration's looking pretty good now, huh?
I love this time of the year. The leaves are turning, there's a bracing chill in the air.
Plus, there's a whole new crop of female grad students about to put on just enough winter weight to make them needy and vulnerable.
That's right, honey. Have another calzone. Daddy can wait.
Isn't that university policy against dating graduate students?
No, if you can talk to them, you can ask them out.
Damn, there's always a catch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Leslie.
So, dumbass, I heard you made a grad student throw up last night.
The truth can indeed be a finger down the throat of those unprepared to hear it. But why should I cater to second-rate minds?
Because first-rate minds call you dumbass?
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a mean person.
Excuse me, Dr. Cooper. I'm Ramona Nowitzki. I was at your talk last night. I think you're just brilliant.
Well, that is the prevailing opinion.
Oh, now I'm going to throw up.
Howard Wolowitz, Department of Engineering, co-designer of the International Space Station's liquid waste disposal system.
Ew. Dr. Cooper, I've read everything you've published. I especially liked your paper on grand unification using string network condensates and was wondering how you determined that three-dimensional string nets provided a unified picture of fermions and gauge bosons.
Amazing. An intelligent labradoodle.
Woof.
The fact is, I'm quite close to a breakthrough in showing how neutrinos emerge from a string net condensate.
Oh my God, that would change the way we view the entire physical universe.
It's what I do.
You know, the Pishkin-Wolowitz liquid waste disposal system is turning a few heads as well.
Again, ew. You know, I'd love to hear more about how you intend to add neutrinos. Could we get a cup of coffee sometime?
I don't drink coffee.
I do. I love me a cup of Joe.
Well, it doesn't have to be coffee. How about dinner?
I do eat dinner.
Great. I know a terrific little Italian place.
I never eat in strange restaurants. One runs the risk of non-standard cutlery.
Excuse me?
Sheldon lives in fear of the three-tined fork.
Three tines is not a fork. Three tines is a trident. Forks are for eating. Tridents are for ruling the seven seas.
What if I brought food to your place?
That would be acceptable. On Mondays, I eat Thai food. Me, crab, and chicken satay with extra peanut sauce from Siam Palace.
You got it. I already have your address.
What a nice girl.
Sheldon, do you have any idea what just happened?
Yes. Apparently I'm getting a free dinner.
Oh, yeah, no, this thing's majorly out of order. See? Sorry.
Okay, guess I'm taking the stairs.
Where are you going?
4A. Oh, are you here to see Leonard?
No, Dr. Cooper. Dr. Sheldon Cooper?
We're having dinner.
Sheldon Cooper. Tall, thin, looks a little like a giant praying mantis.
He is cute, isn't he?
Sheldon Cooper.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, Ramona. Come on in.
Thanks. Where should I put this?
The kitchen's fine. Hey, what are you doing?
I need to see this.
The viewing area's right over there. Sheldon, your girl date person, Ramona's here!
Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I just got so caught up reading the draft of your latest paper.
Did you enjoy the humorous footnote where I illustrate mirror symmetry by likening it to the Flash playing tennis with himself?
So funny! With the idea that you might be able to incorporate gravity, I have to tell you, I found it physically exhilarating.
My hypotheses tend to have that effect.
I'm sorry I didn't bring enough for your friends. I assumed we were going to be alone.
Oh. Yeah, no, we were just going.
To watch, right?
No, come on, now we're going out.
Oh, come on, we'll be quiet.
Let's go. Okay, you two. Just have a nice... whatever this is.
Okay, you guys, look, I know this is none of my business, but I have to ask. What's Sheldon's deal?
What do you mean, deal?
You know, like, what's his deal? Is it girls? Guys? Sock puppets?
Honestly, we've been operating under the assumption that he has no deal.
Oh, come on, everybody has a deal.
Not Sheldon. Over the years, we formulated many theories about how he might reproduce. I'm an advocate of mitosis.
I'm sorry?
I believe one day Sheldon will eat an enormous amount of Thai food and split into two Sheldons.
On the other hand, I think Sheldon might be the larval form of his species, and someday he'll spin a cocoon and emerge 2 months later with moth wings and an exoskeleton.
Okay, well, thanks for the nightmares.
Hey, do you want to hang out with us?
Well, what are you guys going to do?
My mom's making a brisket tonight.
The one with the little onions?
Yeah, I'm busy. Good night.
Her loss, let's go.
Brisket party. B to the R to the I S K. To the E to the D to the...
Don't. Hey, aren't you having breakfast?
Yes.
Are you experimenting with nutritional suppositories again?
Not in these pants.
So, how'd it go with Ramona last night?
Oh, great. She's smart, insightful, and she has a very unique way of, you know, revering me.
Here's your spinach mushroom omelet.
Thank you. Did anyone touch it?
Gloves were worn by everyone involved. I was vigilant.
Yet Ramona pointed out that I've been wasting 20 minutes a day standing on cafeteria lines.
Time which would be better spent tackling the great physics problems of our day.
But you don't tackle the big issues, Ramona. You fence with them. En garde. Repose.
Touché.
Morning.
Hey, Leslie.
So, Sheldon, I see you're organizing your papers for the Smithsonian Museum of Dumbassery.
There won't be any room until they get rid of the permanent Leslie Winkle exhibit.
Oh, good one.
I see you got a grad student to fight your battles for you. I'll let you keep your lunch money today.
Okay, Dr. Cooper is on the verge of a breakthrough. If you're going to stay, you'll have to be respectful and quiet.
Wait for me.
So, have you worked out the neutrino issue?
Well, to paraphrase Mozart, all the subatomic particles are there. I just have to put them in the right order.
You're so witty.
Aren't I?